Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
We're hearing plenty of stories about people doing it tough during the coronavirus fallout, but communities and churches are reaching out in support and doing lots to help the community around them. And one of those is City Coast Church in Bundaberg, Queensland. Senior Pastor Mark Riddell joins me. Hello, Mark. What's your church been doing to help?
Hi, how are you going? Yes, well, recently we had a big load of produce come through a company called Second Bite. They work with Coles and Woolworths and Aldi. And we have a low-cost grocery and emergency food hamper community outreach here, and we had 14 pallets come, and within 5 days we were able to distribute that fresh produce throughout the Bundaberg community, throughout Gingin and Childers communities as well, out to vulnerable people and just people who are doing it tough and in need at the moment. So it was great to be able to be a part of the bigger picture, just the small part that we play here.
What kind of produce were you getting in?
We had a whole bunch of potatoes, both washed and the ones with the dirt on. We had shallots, we had bananas, grapefruit, and mushrooms. And what else was there? I think that was about it, yeah. So we were able to do up a lot of grocery hampers for a lot of people, which was really great. And a lot of people were very thankful and left with a great smile on their face and very appreciative of it, and truly really well needed at this time.
This low-cost supermarket or grocery store that you've been running, this has been going for a long time, but would you say that in the last little while with the economic effects of the pandemic that you've seen more people coming to use this service?
Definitely, yeah. The last 5 weeks have really, really skyrocketed the need for the low-cost groceries, but also the emergency hampers that we do. People, I guess the uncertainty of whether they're going to keep their jobs. People have lost their jobs. The queues at Centrelink are quite long all around the nation. And, yeah, it's really skyrocketed just in the last 5 to 6 weeks, particularly as the pandemic also spreads across our nation.
And so if there are people listening who live in the Bundaberg Wide Bay area and who would like to perhaps come to you for some support, how can they do that, or where can they find more information?
Look, you can go to our website, citycoastchurch.com.au. We're on in Bundaberg. We're on at 140 Elliot Heads Road. So that's where our low-cost shop is for food items and groceries and emergency hampers. Also too, I do know of other agencies, other churches in Maribara, Harvey Bay, Gympie that also do food hampers and low-cost groceries as well. So if you're from those areas, make sure you check out your local church guide and see what churches are doing in your area to get that support and to get that help. Wherever it is that you live, yeah.
And what about people who might not be in need of the actual service for themselves, but who really believe in what you're doing and perhaps would like to support the work or contribute in some way? Do you have any ideas for them?
Yeah, look, people can offer their time and volunteer. And then also too, people can offer financial support as well. All the finances raised just go back into the low-cost grocery service and the emergency food hamper as well. Like, we're always needing donations of even tinned food, yeah, long-life milk, all those types of things. So people can give in that way as well, whether it be product or financially or of their time. That's much appreciated as well.
And aside from the food support that this ministry of your church has been providing, you've been reaching out to people in other ways who perhaps are doing it tough in other areas, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, it's just as important as people, you know, need to eat well, eat healthy. People need to feel as though that they're still connected. We're using words like isolation and social distancing, but we shouldn't mistake that for our relationship, you know, connecting, you know, through phone calls, through, you know, chats over the fence with our neighbours, make sure they're going okay, you know, through emails, through social media, through Facebook, Instagram, those types of avenues, running around, dropping off care packages, dropping off encouraging letters or notes in people's letterboxes, things like that. So people feel connected, people feel supported, because also too, you know, people are struggling not only emotionally but with their mental health as well. And we have termed the phrase, and maybe it's used elsewhere as well, but rather using like isolation, lockdown, we prefer using the word house holiday. You know, people having a house holiday, it just has a more positive connotation to it. And, you know, it's great to see that people are doing other projects in their homes that perhaps they haven't had an opportunity to do before. People are, you know, putting in little veggie gardens, keeping busy at home, or tending to their lawn, or playing games with their kids, having more time with their kid, those sorts of things, which helps, you know, our body, soul and our spirit in these difficult times.
What would be some of the most encouraging things that you've seen, whether it be through your ministry or outside of it, during this pandemic?
Look, we've seen people come and grab produce that we've given away for the elderly, for a neighbour, you know, so through the generosity that we're showing, other people are also expanding and showing that same generosity in their community to the vulnerable, which is fantastic. People are dropping off care packages to people in their homes, which is awesome. People are getting on the phone and making phone calls to people just to see how they're going, having conversations, and those types of positive activities, I think, are very helpful. And just hearing how people are feeling supported, just having that feedback come back to us is very encouraging to hear. And just, yeah, just let's just keep it going. You know, those things are great. Let's keep doing it.
Well, Mark, it sounds like you're having such a big impact in the community. And I just want to say a really big thank you for all that you're doing, but also thank you for taking the time to chat to me today.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.